Now, we're going to, we'll go back, now we're under old business. Madam Secretary?
Yes, this is case number 10,622, Benita Sponsler and Harry Lartz. This is in Rolling Acres Development. And this was a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements. And you tabled it to think about it.
Gentlemen, don't let me sway your opinion, but I didn't see where it even qualified for rehearing. And I made a motion, and that's still my feeling and opinion, so act as you will.
All right. Susan, have we had other cases like this before that we approved?
Something of this?
Something of this in the same area, too close to the line, two-story. Do you remember in that area anywhere?
Anything like that?
It's not noted here now. I do not think so.
Gentlemen?
That was something I thought done to the beach, one area.
Mm-hmm.
Over the lot.
You did? I'm trying to think where to. McCabe, how do you...
I have no problem with it. They went by the builders to build this for them. They put their hands in that contractor. If they made a mistake, I got no problem with it.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
It's a very unfortunate circumstance. And having reviewed it again, and I still think I need to vote the way I voted previous to deny it.
Okay.
It's very unfortunate.
Okay. All right. Well, gentlemen, if there isn't any other discussion, I've heard what you said. If you're ready to vote on it, one way or the other, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 10,622. There's a minimum variance before we leave. I want to leave an ultra-centric character of the neighborhood. And it's not really the fault of the builder or the owners. They put their hands in the contractor, and the contractor messed them up.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion? Last call. Do I have a second to the motion? Chair, hearing none?
I'll second it.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we, that we approve case number 10,622. And we'll go by roll call vote on this, gentlemen. Mr. McCabe?
Yes.
Mr. Workman?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Nay.
Mr. Galloway? Yes. By a vote of 3-2, case number 10,622 is approved. Left. So we got two tabled to our next meeting. One open and two and one table.
Well, okay. That motion that I made referencing Hertrick's, that can be, as far as I'm concerned, and in the motion, in writing or in person.
Either way.
Yeah, Mr. Ertrick, he may.
He may want to come.
Yeah, he may.
Yeah, you can either add in that he could.
He doesn't have to.
If he'd like to come.
We'd like to see something, at least in writing, some insurances.
I would venture to say that those
signs were put up by the people who, which he employs. They've been up for some time, both sides of the highway. And I saw those billboards down and thought, we have not had a storm. They're not those billboards down. I'm glad that
they
clarified what happened.
Yeah, we'll send somebody out.
So I think you guys can relate to the billboards I was referring to, which continues to be on in my side as far as advertising on premise. And I certainly don't want to see that.
No. Before we go, Rick, our counsel, I'd like to ask on this case that got overturned, could you maybe help us with that one?
Did you all get a copy of it?
Not read in the paper. Salisbury Times.
I sent a copy over to Lawrence, and I had thought he would just circulate it, but I realized tonight I didn't specifically ask him to do that. So
that's okay.
I'll have her. Can you get that put on the agenda as other business for the next meeting?
The one on the windmill.
This was where the windmill was located on the house, and they wanted to move it to a pole. And that
Anthony
got
Keen.
Anthony Keen down Broke Hill.
And it had I want to discuss not only the reason it got reversed, but also there's a different issue in there that we have never dealt with before, and I want to go over that with you. It has to do with the site visits you make and how much of what you see can actually be part of the record and things of that nature. It's a little bit complicated, so I want to have a chance to put it down in writing.
As discussion.
Yeah.
The reason why I brought it, because I was down in Chincoteague over the weekend. It was in the Salisbury Times. It was in the Eastern Shore paper down the Chincoteague, because they always got, you know, local regional.
Was that big a case?
I didn't either, but I mean, that's how I called with it.
But their windmills are probably of concern to them as well.
Well, I've never seen it down there. I mean, I follow theirs. They have their meetings. I was down sitting on one of their meetings. I've never seen it come up yet or even had it in that area. Even heard them bring it up with. But they went out on breaks. I went out and I got a paper.
Anything involving a windmill is just getting
a lot of publicity. Richard Starr, you know, was it talking about articulated or attributed or something? I didn't get to read it all, but I just seen it on both those papers. So I was quite amused to be down in Salisbury, Virginia. And it was in there.
Yes, I sent a copy to Lawrence. I had him circulate a copy to each of the members before the next meeting,
okay.
If you would, Susan.
Sure. Thanks. I have one other thing.
Yeah. This is
for the board.
I didn't know anything about it.
I have one other thing for the board.
Okay.
Dennis Schrader sent a letter to Lawrence in reference to Mount Air Farms. It was Board of Adjustment Case 10361-2009, asking for a 1-year time extension, and wanted to bring it to your attention and put it on the next agenda, and it would be greatly appreciated. It has not run out.
For the rendering plant?
Yeah, I don't think you need the permission to put it on the agenda.
He asked me to bring this up, so I told him first.
Put it on his other business as well.
And also,
used to be.
Daniel and Brent, I need your extra earliest convenience.
You have to mail us another. Get me a blank one.
How'd you guys make it through school?
We didn't have to answer.
You got to turn your homework in on a timely fashion.
How come you leave that message on the phone for
me? We're going to go to recess.
Yeah, that's for sure. I should tell him to bring his
time. You should put that on that phone for me.
Oh, thank you for that.
I got it done.
Oh, no, I got it done. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I wrote on it. I didn't even think it.
I do have it.
Susan, you have to. I'll come over and see it. I'll come and get one.
I'm not going to do this.
I don't know. I was going to ask you about it.
I'll call and remind you before the next meeting.
Okay.
We're supposed to do that.
We forgot about that. That's this Wednesday or Thursday.
Well, that was at your discretion.
Oh, you don't have to.
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
I thought we had to before. We all went.
I would understand. No, I can double check that, but it's...
Right. Yeah, we went that one time. All of us went together.
That
was up there to Dover at the time.
Dover. Everybody shut this down.
Oh.
We didn't get no standing up from that last time we went. We didn't get anything.
I don't think it's
mandatory.
Necessary or mandatory.
How can you only go to class?